Something very quick on iNet, IP version 4 versus IP version 6. There are actually two different types of IP addresses. There's an iNet 4 address and an iNet 6 address. Most of the time, you're dealing with IPv4. IPv6 has not really taken off in America or the West. And the reason why, in particular, America is using IPv4 and won't switch to v6 is because it's got a half the world's addresses anyway and doesn't need to worry about it. Okay. Where you're going to see IPv6 taking off is places like China and other Asian countries, which don't have any addresses. The US has got them all, so they're going to switch to IPv6. So at the moment, everyone's using IPv4, but the expectation is IPv6 will eventually take off in other countries. You don't ask for them explicitly. When you do a get by name or get local host, you get one of these two. And most of the time, as far as Java's concerned, most of the time you don't care about it. But if you need to, you can check your iNet address. You can do a check to see whether it's an instance of the subclass iNet 6 or the subclass iNet 4. And you can check if a socket uses IPv6 by saying get local address, is it an instance of an iNet 6 address? The only place that you really sort of see the difference is when you're trying to create addresses by name or you're using the IP numbers. So instead of a 4-byte address, you've got a 128-bit address, which is more, for 16 bytes, and localhost is zeros up to one. Okay. Things that you're used to at the moment of being able to rattle off 4-byte addresses for things, you're not going to be able to do that with IPv6 because they're going to be 16 bytes, and it's a bit hard to remember. And they're in hexadecimal, so you've got all the A's, B's and C's to remember as well. But apart from that, there's nothing special about IPv6. If the network stack on your computer is configured to use it, you get v6 addresses, otherwise you get v4. So your Java programs will more or less be unchanged by going from v4 to v6.